You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day, another opportunity to gather together at Favor Thursday or Better Encounter to pray. You are welcome. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Jesus, my deliverer, is the theme for the month, and constantly we are to pray with the scripture, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. At Bethel Encounter, we are looking at this scripture from various aspects as ministers as to how it affects our lives and how we are to impact using the scripture. It is Favor Thursday. Today's prayer is centered on favor in receiving the good news. Favor in receiving the good news. It is a mark of favor to hear, understand, and receive the good news of Jesus, the deliverer. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, we read, "For ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." This is good news to us, and in receiving this good news, that is the manifestation of divine favor for what the Lord Jesus has done for us, becoming poor for our sakes, that we might become rich through his poverty, according to the scripture we just read, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Jesus gave up his throne in heaven, became a man, just a mortal man like us, had to suffer, die, and then come back to life again. But going through that painful ordeal was going through what we go through as men. And now he set us Lord above all principality and power. So for what Jesus has done, it is good news to us, and it is the manifestation of God's favor. We are favored to have access to the gospel. That same favor must move us to share it generously with others who are still in darkness. Let's be motivated to share the word of hope, the word of truth, the word of light, the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Let's be motivated to share that word so that others who are still groping in darkness can experience this hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Our first prayer, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. "Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." We are praying that, Father in heaven, thank you for your favor that moved me from darkness into your dear kingdom in Jesus' name. As you see the prayer on the screen, please lift up your voice in appreciation. Begin to pray, thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord for translating you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear Son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of your favor through this act, translating us, Lord, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son, Lord. We are grateful. 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 Kabadabai under the abadabai under the shebede under in the name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We are praying, Father in heaven, remove shame and fear, and let me boldly share the good news that's delivered me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Help me to boldly share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to boldly share the good news that delivered me.
For we are not ashamed. We are not ashamed. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are praying our last prayer from Matthew chapter 10, verse 8b. Freely ye have received, freely give. We are praying, Father in heaven, since I received this good news, freely help me give it freely to families, neighbors, and nations, in Jesus' name. We are praying this prayer that the Lord will grant each and every one of us grace to freely share the word, not mechanizing it in various ways, but freely sharing it with others. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Receive this good news freely. Lord, help me to share freely in the name of Jesus with my friends, with my neighbors, with my family.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Salvation is a free gift from the Lord. Ephesians 2:8 freely given unto us. For by grace are we saved, and not of works, lest any man should boast. The Lord has given us this free gift of salvation that grants us access to eternal life, but it's through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you accept Jesus, if you believe in him that he is the Son of God, and he is the only one that can give you eternal life, if you can believe in your heart that he's Lord and accept him even in your heart, immediately you are his and he is yours. You are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, according to scripture, Colossians 1:13, which we read. And so please, we don't want you to experience eternal death, but have eternal life. And therefore, just say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart, and it is so. Please say this: Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Today, I come before you. Please have mercy upon me. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord. I repent of each and every one of them. From this day, I turn to you to serve you with my life. In totality, in the mighty name of Jesus, please grant me your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can have the capacity to live a life that is pleasing to you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. I just want to worship the Lord with this song. Oh, Fatayi, Ayi Sanapa, Yanda Dahi, Ayi Sanawamfama. Oh, Fatayi, Ayi Sanawamba, Yanda Dahi, Ayi Sanawamfama. Of a tassida, a seda sanampa, yenda dahin, a seda sanampa. Fatassida, a seda sanampa, yenda dahin, a seda sanampa. Of a tie, of a tie. Amen. If you give your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.